Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. I'm here with Aaron Guilfoy, Matt King, Carlian Contreras, and Mike Sheffer. And this is the podcast where your four favorite people, or my three favorite people, get together every week, talk about different things, topics. If you have any topic suggestions, leave one below. Leave us a nice comment. Subscribe. Share this podcast with a friend.
Have you ever had a fish?
we were talking about pet fish.
I had a pet fish named Shamu.
Shamu.
Like
how long?
Free Willy.
Yeah, Free Willy. SeaWorld's whale was known.
Did
you keep it alive?
I kept it alive for like a year. But some betta fish can live for like 5 years.
But that's
like,
when you can't have more than one, right? Because they'll kill each other.
Because most betta fish are male.
They're
the female
fish.
Ones are expensive. Yeah.
So they should be alpha then.
They're men.
Yeah, if you put like a mirror up to a betta fish, it's like gills will go all crazy because it like thinks it's
so
gonna
stupid.
Very
stupid. An idiot.
It's very cruel.
I want a fish at a carnival thing, you
in
know,
a, like
one
in
of
a
those
bag?
In a fucking bag, which is terrible. And like, do not cancel me. I was a child, but my mom was like, we got home at night, right? So we can't go to like a pet store to get any kind of tank. And so I had, I don't think I'd ever used it, but it was one of the, remember like crayon boxes that you would get for school or like pencil boxes or whatever? Like they're square. It's like kind of big.
Oh yeah. The little plastic with the bubbles on top.
Yeah. But it was like tall. It was like this high.
Okay.
I'm not really sure how to explain it better than that.
It's like
really
a rectangle.
Sorry. Just think of a
like
little
one
like
of these?
Box.
Yeah, like a pencil box.
Yes.
Yeah, like a little suitcase.
I know.
Where you go bloop, bloop.
I know what you're saying.
Yes. And so my mom poked holes in the top, which like, I don't know if that's like, you're supposed to do that, like to breathe. They breathe in water.
Yeah, but they do need a little bit of like exposure to air.
So she's like poked holes, pull water, put the fish in it. And I had a cat when I was little. I guess in the middle of the night, like my cat, I had two. They didn't eat it or anything, but they had knocked it off the thing. And so I think my dad had woken up and there was just water on the floor and a dead little fish.
No!
I will say, I feel as though had the cats not done that, it probably would have died.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think so too, but just like what a gruesome thing to wake up to in your own home.
Just like a
murder
scene. Just like there's, there's water on the floor, the box is on the floor, something
maybe
happened
here.
Maybe
your cats were protecting you so you didn't feel bad for accidentally killing it.
Are they still giving away fish at carnivals?
I feel like
probably.
They are, but they really shouldn't be.
That's
it's
like,
kinda sad.
Yeah, like in the hot sun, just giving people
in a bag. They don't even give you like it's not even a zip. It's just like an open bag that they twist.
It makes me sad. Like, and I, for the longest time, was like, I don't care about fish. They're stupid and I don't like them. They're scary. Like, they freak me out. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I have a pet of my own, I'm like, every living thing, I'm like, oh, like even I'll see a spider. Sometimes I'll see a spider and be like, I can't even kill it. Like, it's just living its little life. But like, that's on me. I'm like, aha, like my heart's palpitating, kill it.
I do sometimes have, like, if I do see a bug, I'm like, am I really going to end this creature's life?
I know, it's his whole life.
Yep. And then I just,
I'm
done.
I'll never squish a spider though. Because
really?
I have a phobia that spiders sometimes.
Oh,
If you,
they're pregnant
and you smack it and just more spiders go
that's
everywhere.
That's happened to me.
So when I see a spider, actually any type of bug, I'm usually get a cup, force it on just the ground, get a piece of paper, slide it under, and just carry it out and toss it
what
outside.
About a fly?
Oh, I've got a
zap
nice
em.
Fly swatter.
I feel bad.
You have a fly swatter? Electric?
No.
When a fly crosses like in the home, like, no way.
See you later.
It's over.
Sorry.
Yeah, one of my cats eats all our flies. She's really good at catching them.
Pierce does that too.
Yeah, that's when I'm like, get it.
They got a little tongue that shoots out and gets it too?
It's like a lizard.
Bites it.
My cat will, like, literally bat it. Like, it'll be flying and she'll be hunting it.
And
she'll
get it?
She'll bat it and it'll fall to the ground and she'll eat it really fast. Yeah.
Damn.
That's the only time I'm like, yeah, get it.
Kill it. It's like you'll open the door and be like, go out. Like, you're right next to the door. I'm opening it. But then they will fly in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Like, it's warmer. It's cooler.
You deserve to die.
You know what bug I can't stand that enters the home? That freaks me out. No.
Roach?
Republicans?
Sink bug.
What's a sink bug?
What's a sink bug?
You've never seen a sink bug?
Is that a silverfish?
Oh, I think I know what a silverfish looks like, but a sink
bug. It's almost like a millipede.
Yes, it's like I feel like it's this big and has legs all over, but it's really long.
Yeah, it's a silverfish too. Oh, yeah.
A sink bug.
They usually come from the sink.
Yeah.
That's what in my head I call them, a sink bug.
No, that's a stink bug.
That's a stink bug.
I looked up sink bug and this is what came up.
Yeah, that's because Matt's from Texas and has weird names for things.
Sink bug.
It says how to get rid of stink bugs. Boil water and pour that down your drains.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty smart.
Do this every day for a week, then once a week if you're an obsessive cleaner like me. For the insects you can see, get an alcohol cleaner spray and spray them directly. They are soft-bodied insects. They will die.
Oh, okay. Good to know. I feel like I see a sink bug once every 2 years.
Yeah.
I saw one the other day in my light, and I was like,
oh.
It looked massive because light of the light, bug. Too.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, the shadow was huge.
And I have zero room. I get joy out of killing mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, mosquitoes want pain for us, so yes. I don't care about that.
And they
either.
Don't really help anything other than spreading disease.
Yeah, but when there is a virus, when someone says like West Nile or Zika, I'm like, now I got to worry about this. This is the end. This is it. If the mosquitoes are carrying around a deadly disease, we're done.
Because you never know when they're on you. You never see them. You just wake up the next day and you're like, well. My next 3 days are ruined because
they're like malaria or whatever.
I did buy one time those the things that like it was they're big. You put them on, you like suck the venom out.
Yeah,
and I thought that they like work, but they only work if you catch it instantly. Like you have to, it's only will suction it out right after you get the bug bite.
But
if
it
you
does do it, like, make a, the, it feel less itchy.
I think it might be placebo.
No. Because if you do that like crisscross thing, that makes it less itchy for sure.
What's a crisscross thing?
Like where you put your fingernail on your bug bite.
If you make an X on your bug bite, it's supposed to
I've never heard of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of that.
That might be an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a tick?
Yeah.
I've never
also
had a
from
tick.
From the East Coast.
I don't think I have, but I wouldn't know.
I'm really scared of Lyme's disease growing up because that's if you get a tick, you get Lyme's disease, and then it's like
you can get it from a tick.
You can, right?
And you're never the same after,
right?
It's
so scary.
It's really debilitating,
and it's really big in like the Hamptons. It is. I heard Winnie Cummings talking about it. She's like, it's rampant in the Hamptons. Like that's why these crazy billionaires are psycho because
they all have
Lyme disease. Yeah.
I'm not a big hiker.
No.
Like if we're getting out into the thick of it,
the thick of it.
I don't. Or do you, how deep into the wilderness are you willing to go, Aaron?
Well, growing up on the East Coast, it was like you would go in any grass.
Okay, growing up as a child, I feel like as a child, I was in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But as an adult, now that I have like, you know, the free will of my choices.
You're like, I don't want to go deep in there.
Yeah, if something's like above my ankles and I'm stepping on
like
it, I'm like
grass.
Yeah, like twigs and stuff going above my ankles. I'm like, where's the path? Like
I've
hiked
in water up to my waist.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Would you ever go to a cranberry bog?
Yep.
You've been to one?
Yeah, I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, are cranberry bogs in Massachusetts?
Yeah, that's like where Ocean Spray
what does that
headquarters
mean?
Is.
Oh,
stepping
so you
on
know
cranberries?
Ocean Spray?
I've asked you guys to do this before.
Yeah, in our old studio, I remember this.
Oh, damn. And we talked about all this, about cranberry bog spiders and all of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, of course I don't remember.
It is the season for the bogs right now.
Give me a fuck. Actually, I love being a good bog.
They're
a prehistoric
so
bog. I'm
prehistoric.
Up in the bog. Get me in the bog.
I'm rubbing in the bog in community. Yeah.
In the bog, I'll be bumping that.
You go to the meetups, right? The bog ups?
Oh, yeah, dude. Meet tonight at the bog. BYOB at the bog.
I love cranberry sauce.
Oh, cranberry sauce is really good.
Yeah.
Unlike my mom makes a cranberry chicken where it's like cranberry sauce baked onto the chicken.
Mm.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
But I don't like cranberries that come out of a can and they're like sliced up. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, where it like comes out like in the tube?
Like concentrate. Like they have that during Thanksgiving.
Oh, that with a spoon.
Oh, boy.
Just the jelly?
And so, yeah, I guess it's the jelly, but it's in like a circle.
And then when it comes out, you like see the ridges of the can on the product and they slice it up and lay it on.
Yeah, that's the superior cranberry sauce. I don't like chutney.
Oh yeah, chutney.
That's the one like with the actual cranberries in it, and like spices.
All I'm thinking is pomegranate seeds. I don't know why.
I've never ate a raw.
Like, what's a cranberry? Okay?
Pomegranate.
No.
Pomegranates we have really? On.
I like pomegranate flavored things. Oh, I've had pomegranate seeds, but I've never like got just, a proper
it's
pom.
It's hard.
It's hard work it's getting those seeds out, but they're good. And it's just like it's worth
not
it.
Worth it. No, just I buy think them. It is. Buy
Wait,
it
you
seeded.
Can't just eat it out of the...
No, you have to like dig into
Each
it.
Each seed is like inside of a it's little so... like shell and they're like
I mean, you can
inside.
Buy like the like carton of them, but they're yeah. so expensive for like four spoonfuls.
Mm. Were they just good antioxidants?
Yeah.
Right?
They're so yummy. I used to be addicted to them.
We do it on Rosh Hashanah every year because you're supposed to eat a fruit that you don't eat for the rest of the year, like one time a year. And so most people are not just eating pomegranates, but you have to sit there, cut it open, and scrape out each individual once you have enough to pass around the table. So I only ever get like a handful. But now I'm thinking, I didn't realize you could just buy them.
Yeah. Like, they come pre-peeled.
Are they still like juicy and yeah. like...
I feel like that's the thing about pomegranates is that like you don't get enough juice for
the juice
the
is
seed.
Not worth the squeeze.
Yeah. Like I wish it was Actually. Just like a grape size.
Oh,
get, like,
yeah. Are pomegranates expensive? Is it a bit of like a wealthy kind of thing?
I swear when you buy those like little containers, it's like $4 for like, I swear, four spoonfuls.
Yeah. Okay. And is that Palm Wonderful that makes pomegranate juice?
Yes.
Those bottles always look like I want to grab one, but I'm like, I'm not, when am I ever going to just be like, you know what I'm craving right now?
Like mix it in a palm. I don't think I've ever seen anybody walk around drinking a palm.
Yeah, true.
It says that at Target, they're $2.69 each, so pretty expensive.
Yeah, and then you have to do all the work.
Yeah, don't take it. Don't take that palm for granted.
$2.99 on DoorDash.
Get a task credit, higher
task credit. They are expensive. $3 for a pomegranate?
Are they seasonal? Are palms seasonal?
Yeah, they have to be. They have to be.
Nothing is seasonal anymore, though.
Because it's all
watermelon.
But plums. Plums.
I love a plum.
Me too.
Plums are
I haven't had one so good.
Plum and I'm set.
I think a peach is superior to a plum.
I love a peach.
Peach or plum. Two are in front of you on the charcuterie
peach,
board.
Peach, plum, pear.
Pears out of here. No chance. Pears are the worst.
Pears
Shout
give
out
me
to
gas.
Pears.
I think it would definitely be like a nice ripe peach. Like yes. I really like nectarines, but like I like the softness of a peach. They're like, you know, same family.
I know.
Wait, what is a nectarine?
It's like a harder peach without the fuzzy skin.
It's like a smooth. It's like a cross between a plum and a peach, kind of.
Okay.
Right?
No.
Like looks-wise. Not taste-wise.
It looks
well,
like a peach.
Still the same color. Looks Maybe exactly like a peach.
But it's smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah. A plum smooth, is smooth like a plum.
So
yeah.
The texture of a plum.
Yes.
But the look of a peach.
And taste.
Do you guys like James and the Giant Peach?
Yeah. These questions are coming out today.
James the Giant
We're doing word association.
just keep
I
moving.
I loved that. Movie.
Oh yeah, Aunt Spiker.
Yeah.
James, how old
is that a
you?
Christmas thing?
No. James, what? It was a Roald Dahl book and then they made it a movie. I think maybe Tim Burton directed
but
it.
But yeah, it's similar. What's the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes, it's very stop motion once
similar,
he enters the piece.
It kind of makes me like sick.
What?
Watching like stop motion, it kind of makes me like sick almost.
Like Wallace and Gromit?
Huh?
Oh yeah, you know Wallace or Grom?
No,
yeah, that was a connection.
Do. Who I are those people?
Was it?
Yeah, it was like characters like their
buddy buddies,
their dogs
oh,
or
you're
whatever.
I hate this. These guys.
Oh yeah,
I don't like they're it. So
My
British.
My guttural reaction. It's like
hello,
crackling toast, Gromit. The moon's made of cheese. The
no,
wrong trousers.
That.
And like when they filmed this, it was like in the 80s and the lighting wasn't really that good. You could like see the cigarette smoke on them. It's like,
dude,
it just looked like dirty.
It took them years just to make like a 30-minute short and it
That's
won.
That's crazy.
It won the Oscar.
Did it?
Yeah.
For what?
Best short film? Best animated movie? Short film.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's three shorts. It's A Close Shave, The Wrong Trousers, and A Day on the Moon. And then they made The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Wow, a big
And there's a new
Wallace
one coming
are
out.
They all,
are they all
here?
Like that?
There's one, the new one coming out is about Feathers McGruff, who's the little penguin bandit in The Wrong Trousers.
Like oh this God. You don't like?
No, it does something to my stomach,
Hello,
I swear.
Wallace.
It is a little unsettling.
Anything stop motion, I have the utmost respect for.
Have you ever tried to
like
make
Marcel?
One?
My dad and I would make little stop motion clay movies.
Remember when
we
people make
younger.
Vines like that?
Yes.
Like stop motion vines. And
crazy.
Casey James, I remember just seeing him do it the first time. Probably someone, I mean, I don't know if he did, but He did like a whole like basketball thing, and it was just really funny.
Wow.
It looked like he was like flying.
Could you upload videos to Vine, or you had to use the app?
No, you had to use the app at the beginning.
Like if they were doing stop motion, they would need to open up the Vine app, press record for a second, move the thing, press. Wow.
And there was no front-facing camera when Vine first came out.
And it didn't save, right? Like you couldn't save drafts.
There were no drafts. You couldn't even edit. Like if you, I remember I did a Vine with my friend Matt, and we had to drive like
right here.
Yeah, that's you in Omaha, Nebraska.
Present.
He wanted to make a Vine, and it was like him at home, and then him at this like lake by us, and then him back at home. It was like some, I don't remember what it was, but yeah, you couldn't edit. So like, I would film at home, and then if anything happened in between, we'd have to like start over and go back. It's like.
Now we got full movie studios and
AI. I feel like when people started editing Vines and it got bad, it just got stupid. Like the music and the sound effects. Yeah. I loved On the Rise though, and that's like what TikTok is now.
It's crazy how it just was all square. Like Instagram was square pictures, Vine was square videos, and they just thought, oh, people want to watch things in square. When it just, they could have just made it longer.
I know, but we didn't know we liked it then.
I know.
You know?
People don't know they...
Everybody in college, this is before... swiping video, like people would just naturally film like this, and I would always be like, turn your phone sideways like you're filming like a fucking boomer, and now
you're filming like a boomer.
If you're filming like this you film like a boomer. And someone that I like was friends with in college, he was like, oh well, I'll take a picture, and I was like, brother, what are you doing? And he goes, what do you mean, all throughout college you told me never to take a picture vertically? And I was
times
like,
have changed,
that was 10 years ago. Like we're doing this now, everybody.
I will say, when people take photos like that, like
this
horizontally, I'm like, why?
Yes. Oh yeah. I
like,
sometimes you need to.
Yeah, if you're at like a wedding or something, and
it's a little frustrating. Like, so you know, parents who are raising their kids and they're filming all their like home videos and stuff, do you film it vertically or do you film it horizontal? Then all of your memories looking back are vertically, and I guess you're never gonna
watch one like a
maybe
big screen
AI
TV.
In the future will be able to like
switch it
to expand the lost sides of a moment in a way. But it's just weird how we'd like, oh, let's make like a final movie at the end of the year and look at all of our memories, but they're all
if you
vertical.
Put it on the TV, it's just in the middle.
I don't know.
I guess if you have
kids. I do a good mix of both.
You film stuff
sometimes,
TJ's really good about doing the 1 second a
not
day.
Now, but
What, did he forget a day and was like, I'm done?
He just didn't do it this year. He's just too busy.
I always think I'm gonna do that, film 1 second a day.
And then January 2nd, you're just like, fuck,
I forgot. Every day?
Yep, Ben Kahn does it all the time.
Mine, but I'm
it's
in bed
so
every time.
Nice. It's really worth it.
5 minutes of
the
Harley's 2024.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible hand-picked gifts from Uncommon Goods. They make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for original, handmade, and absolutely remarkable things for everyone on your list. These gifts spark joy, wonder, delight, and it's exactly what I wanted. That's the feeling that you're going to give to the people that you buy from Uncommon Goods. Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. I just moved to a new place. As you can see, the background here is a little different, and I've been getting stuff for my bathroom, my kitchen. I got some custom coasters. I got some mugs. I got some coffee cups, some whiskey glasses. I love shopping at Uncommon Goods. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. They have the most meaningful gifts and out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts that you can personalize. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, to hits from everyone for book lovers, to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not just the same old selections you could find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make, Uncommon Goods gives back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/good. That's uncommongoods.com/good for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. They're all out of the ordinary.
Like right now, you could be like, I could find a video from every day.
Most of the time,
and put it in there.
True.
But it's a lot of work.
I should do it when you're in bed every take.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, I'm in bed.
Yeah.
I'm just like, my shirt's different.
Do you guys still do Be Real?
No.
Oh my God. I never had it even. I never even had it, which is crazy.
Sometimes, like, if I feel like I'm actually at a cool moment where I'm like, oh, I am chilling by a pool or like I'm on a beach, I'll do it because I also want to see what other people are doing.
Are people still posting on Be Real?
Yeah.
Like other people?
Do you get the notification still?
No,
I think like, no, I deleted it.
I don't even have it on my phone anymore.
Brooke Averick, I think, does it every day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
because I'll see like Brooke posted. Do you want to see what Brooke posted or something like that? I think Corny does it every day.
Those guys should have sold when they had the chance. There, it's like,
yeah, they started making it so annoying. They were like, no, you get two things a day. No, you get this. And it's like, no, just keep it simple.
Yeah, it's like, Be Real BTS.
Yeah,
like,
Be Real stories.
Once they were like, you can retake it, I was like, I'm out.
And oh, they, yeah, I think they had an offer. They had like a some mat, like $100 million offer or something. They were like, no, we're going to be bigger than Facebook.
They were doing too much.
I know. They should have just sold them.
Wordle did. Or Wordle sold for what? $1 million?
$1 million.
Oh, oh wow. But they were just like random people, right?
One dude. He built it for his wife.
Yeah.
Which is really
like,
nice.
These guys were probably like techies.
Really, sweetie? You only took $1 million? You made that for me?
Oh.
I don't know. It's kind of sick. They could have just stolen it, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, the fact they paid him anything is
true.
But SiriusXM, if you're looking to purchase a podcast for millions of dollars, we're still
100 million.
100 million.
I started playing this game called Actordol, and it's so hard.
What's it called? Actordol?
Actordol. They basically give you someone's, you know, like an IMDb, every movie that they've ever been in. But the titles of the movie are all the letters are X'd out. And then it will tell you the genre, that this is like a fantasy comedy.
Does it say the year?
And it gives you a year, and you have to, and it gives you 8 tries. And you, if you guess an actor, if you say Brad Pitt, it'll be like, yes, Brad Pitt was in this movie with this actor in Fight Club. And then you're like, okay,
so it reveals one of the movies.
It reveals the movies as you go, but you have to like look at like, okay, so there's this colon in between here, and that must be this. It's so hard.
I don't even understand in your
I don't either.
Description.
Like, you know, you know Wordle, how you like?
No, I don't need another explanation.
It's fine. We don't have to.
No, I'm saying that it sounds so difficult just explaining it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
And I don't watch movies, so like,
Yeah.
Although I did watch the first Omen last night. Wait, did you see that one?
The first Omen?
Yes. Like the one that came out this year.
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, but we've never seen the Omens. And so the first Omen is like the prequel.
There's an old one from like the 70s. Yes. And then they made one with Julia Stiles that is basically a remake of
the first one.
And that, I've never seen the old one. I only saw the one with Julia Stiles in like 2003 or 5. Okay. But yeah, that's why that final line is
That's why important. I figured. I was like, well, there has to be a second one. And Nolan was like, because like the second Omen, he's like, no, I'm pretty sure this is a prequel. And then we found the.
Yeah. It's called The First Omen?
The First Omen.
But it's not the first one that they made called Omen?
Right.
Nolan was like, this is the best movie I've probably ever seen this year. Or I've seen
You should
movie
see
this
The
year.
Substance.
I know. I keep telling him I want to go to the
Holy
theater.
Holy shit.
And I think Substance. We're going to go to like a matinee.
Demi Moore should be nominated for an Oscar.
I can't wait. I keep seeing stuff about it. It looks so good.
Oh, I went and saw it twice because I wanted to see other people's reactions to it. I don't know, Mike, if you can handle it.
It's like a body horror film, right?
Yes, I don't think you'd be like, you. This is ridiculous.
I'll take my beta blocker and go.
I went so high and my heart was pounding. Oh, I have also never laughed that hard in a theater in the longest time and have never been like, what?
Was it a intentional laugh? Or yes. You, like the movie is trying to make you laugh?
The movie, it's camp. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't take itself too seriously.
It's not like Saw?
No. Okay. Well, no.
Saw
it's it's almost similar to kind of like Malignant in a way.
Oh, okay.
So, but better. And this is like a French female director made it. It's wild.
Well, I found something on Reddit I feel like would be fun to talk about.
Let's hear it.
It says, you're in a room with 1,000 randomly selected people. You will only survive if you can beat every single person at one thing. What would you choose?
Ooh,
that's such a good question.
I know. I saw this and I was like, God damn.
Carly's laying in bed.
I know mine, and it is not laying in bed.
Oh, no.
It is, you know the TikToks where people will play like 1 second of a Taylor Swift song?
I
think I could beat everyone.
And with the Taylor Swift?
You think you could beat everyone?
Yes.
And it's any age, right?
I don't know.
Of the 1,000 people?
Yeah. 1,000 random people.
I did a TikTok of it, and it was crazy. Like, I was like, dum, dum, dum. I was like, I didn't even know I could do this so well. Like, I have no life.
100%, I think you could do that.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd beat everyone.
They should make that a game. Like,
I know.
Like an app that you can just download and it's one.
Because have you ever played Roblox, the fashion contest?
No.
You've never watched them?
No, we're adults.
Oh, it's really popular.
What is
Tons
it?
Of adults are playing it. So
Roblox,
you know the
Roblox fashion contest?
Okay, do you know Roblox?
I know what it is.
Every little kid plays it. It's like almost like this mini, you know,
Minecraft?
Like Toontown. It's a world where there's tons of mini games and you walk around as your avatar and you play these games. There's a fashion contest where you're in a room and they give you a theme and you have to like put on all of these like outfits and compete
oh,
and stuff.
Funny.
But it's like Fortnite but for fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you funny. Think you would beat everybody in?
No, not at all. I was just talking like, about okay, a popular game that's similar to that. But
yeah.
What game? Mine would maybe be
it's not even a
Disney
game.
Channel original movie trivia from
no
like 1990.
A thousand random people across
no.
the world?
You know there's going to be some Disney adults in that category.
Oh,
in this random survey of 1,000 people, I think it would get
right.
narrowed down to like maybe 10 people in the 1,000 are pretty good.
Yeah.
But hopefully they are born in 1992 because it's only like a certain amount of years that like I'm really good at.
Oh, the
anything
channel.
Past High School Musical or Camp Rock, I don't know. I don't know.
But, let's say it's not a game. Is there anything specifically? Bench pressing?
Probably like my... Probably, yeah.
Bench pressing?
Yeah, 1,000 random people. Matt's pretty ripped, I think, on average.
No, I know. My penis size.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting. Because it's so small.
That's how you win.
Sorry, I was...
I feel like you could do that one-second movie thing. I feel like you're pretty good at those. But
maybe.
For 1,000 random people, yeah, you might be able to.
I probably could.
Yeah. I think you would win that.
Thank you.
Hold on. Do you think... You've heard every single Taylor Swift song she's ever put out?
Yes.
And you think,
well, I will say Tortured Poets might be a little difficult because I haven't listened to like all of the second half like much. So
let's remove the newest album.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that for the Mars Volta for sure.
Yeah.
So I think if you put me in a room with 1,000 people and you gave me all 800 Mars Volta songs
shuffle.
Within 1 second and shuffle,
next,
I'm nailing. No. No, unless
it's like the first note.
Unless the guys in the band are in that room with me, I think that's the one I would win.
I mean, I surprised myself when I did that TikTok.
Or ping pong. I feel like if I was in a room with 1,000 random people,
ping pong. Oh,
I feel like
right.
I could probably beat 1,000 people at ping pong.
You know, you could beat is using Autopod because no one would know how the fuck to use it.
That would be. Oh, I just wish the universe you could like.
Like, just try it.
Do those things. Like, yes, I'll play the game.
Yeah.
And, like, they just get all these people.
What
in.
Would you
but
do?
Imagine you're part of that 1,000 for someone else's fucking, like, moment. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just showed up. There's, like, 999 people are playing ping pong.
It's like the Hunger
like,
Games
what?
In
yeah.
real life.
Like,
that
okay,
would be
I'm
so
out.
Fun. A giant ping pong tournament.
And, yeah. like, I feel like if you could do that with, like, Wii Tennis or something, just put on VR and...
It'd be cool if, like, the simulation was that... There's 5 rounds. One of the round is something you're really good at, but the other 4 is someone else is really good at, but you just have to like play the game and whatever that.
Oh yeah,
one
so everyone gets
is.
A turn.
Yeah, everyone like
oh, it takes so long.
Wait, 1,000
turn.
People.
Yeah, that's what
it's
they have to do on Big Brother, but there's like 20 of them.
Oh, I feel like you'd be really good on Big Brother.
I know, I definitely wouldn't.
What game show? Reality game show based. I'm not talking about like
like Jeopardy,
like Survivor.
No,
I, think, okay.
I wouldn't do that.
I think you
I'm
would be good about.
Wilderness.
I think you would be good about making alliances, turning
think,
people against
like,
each
I
other.
I love the traitors because I feel like you can still like hang out, and it's only filmed for like 2 weeks.
I want to give that
like,
show a
Big
shot.
Big Brother, you are literally locked away in a house for 90 days, and you don't know what the fuck is going on in the world.
And you can't read anything.
No.
You can't look at...
I would
there's
lose
nothing
my mind.
For you to put your attention to.
Yeah. Also, maybe. It's so weird. Like, they're all... This season was the first season I ever watched, and they're all like, oh, like, they get evicted, and they're like, oh, like, everyone else deserves it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what?
Oh, usually they're
like
no.
I would be like, fuck you.
Because they voted them off, right?
Yeah.
How much money do you win if you win Big Brother?
$750,000.
How long do you have to be in this house?
90 days.
And it's right
it's
over
right
there.
By where I live right now.
Yeah.
I'm up over there. 3
yeah.
months.
Yeah,
Mike is like a drone bringing him like McDonald's.
Yeah,
like.
It's crazy. One of the weeks they had to live outside for a whole week and they only could eat pizza and ice cream.
I mean...
No, I'd go crazy.
I would lose my
After
mind.
After one day of eating all that, I'd just be like, I just need a vegetable
yeah.
or some a juice. I don't know.
I just feel like
and they would semi. Make you. They'd be like, okay, time for an ice cream party, even if you just ate an ice cream.
Ugh.
God.
Like, there's just so – it's too – like, I feel I would go crazy.
Yeah.
Especially, like, what if you hate everyone?
Or everyone hates you.
Well, yeah.
I feel like I would hit it off with, like, five people. It'd be an awesome, like, alliance. But then I would just spill too much to somebody else. And they're like, did you fucking run your mouth, you little fucking rat, Matt King? And I'm like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, because you can watch them not on the show. Or, like, on the show, but, like,
24-hour stream.
So you can, like, tune in whenever and just watch them. Like, Sims. That's, where are my Sims doing?
Yeah.
So dark. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I could just go on the computer
well,
and watch
it.
Well,
it ended on Sunday, but yeah, if you wanted.
Ugh. Who won? It's also such a big mix of people. Like you have like an old lady. You have like I don't know.
Really?
Just it's not all just a bunch of young, hot people. Mm-hmm. It's like a huge
mix. Like a
mix.
Big mix.
Mm.
Well, what do you think you could beat 1,000 people at?
I don't think anything. I think I'm good at stuff, but I think there would be someone better than me.
In 1,000 people?
Yeah.
I was going to say directions. Someone's like, okay, everyone put on a blindfold. Which way are you facing? You'd be like, I know.
No.
Wait, do you have like an internal compass?
No.
No, she's just really good at like
which
remembering.
Way is north?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. I don't know either. Do you know?
No.
How the fuck does anyone know inside a building? I don't get it.
That way.
But you're just saying that. I don't know.
That's the hill. So that is north.
We are that. You're going north
what about
when you
like,
get on that highway.
But isn't north that way?
You
have to go straight up the street.
Oh, yeah, that might
be. But then you turn,
that.
And then that's north.
It's not polite to point, guys.
also, for our listeners, being like, okay, guys, what are we doing here? You don't think you know maybe more than, like, about specific Bravo shows, like
no,
a Vanderpump Rules
not.
Trivia for 1,000 random people?
No, because I think there's crazier people. That's, like, the same thing with the Taylor stuff. I'm like, I know there are crazier people.
What about a drinking game? Flip cup, I think I could go pretty far.
Yeah, maybe.
I love me some flip cup.
I love Beirut better.
Come again?
Oh, beer pong.
You call it Beirut?
Yes.
Beirut, the thing.
Yeah.
No, Beirut is the capital of Lebanon.
Oh.
No, it's not French.
You're right, but I guess I was just interpreting it.
Well, you're not good with directions.
Wait, Beirut is beer pong?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Beirut is flip cup.
No.
That's different.
Or Rage Cage, what's that
Who
one?
Rage Cage is so fun.
Get me out. I'm not playing fucking Rage Cage.
I just learned how to play last year.
What's Rage Cage?
Oh my God, it's so fun. And you're just giggling the whole time.
What
you're
is
just
that?
Fucking over neighbors. Basically,
fucking
you
over
have
neighbors.
I don't even know how to describe
big
it.
Big cup full of beer and a tons of other empty cups
like
all
20.
Around that. And you're bouncing the ball into your own cup. And then you pass.
There's like
the
a
ball.
Bunch of people playing.
Okay.
And two people at the same time have ping pong balls and are trying to get them into
like the
no,
main
all
one?
The cups are filled with beer because you have to drink it.
Oh, you're right. But one in the middle is filled all the way to the top.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And someone has to like chug that one.
Well, so it's like you are trying to basically like cage somebody so that they keep getting fucked and have to
like
keep.
Like if we were like, we want Carly to do it, it would be like.
Yeah, but like don't say that out loud.
Yeah.
Like it's like once you realize
but I feel like it becomes obvious, correct?
Yeah.
I feel like I'll
yeah, you get very obvious who people like the least.
Shut up.
No, just like if they're doing bad, then it's easier to get them. So then you're like, okay,
got
go
it,
back.
Got
but then
it.
Like we'll play too. We're older now where it's like, okay, well,
yeah, we don't have to
put
like,
it a little further down.
Yeah, I know. I like to it just seems like it always keeps coming back.
It's
like,
just so funny.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
Damn, that does sound fun. I've never played. I'm not like I never played drinking games. Yeah, literally drinks.
It was going down at your pool parties a couple times. This
Rage
year.
Cage?
Yeah,
you guys
Rage
played
Cage.
Rage Cage at my house?
I did not. Wow. I saw it playing and I go, I'm not playing Rage Cage. I'll come over and I'm playing Flip Cup.
Matt, he's like, I don't consent to Rage Cage.
If there's other
Rage
people
Cage.
Not playing it, I'm hanging out with the people who are not playing it. But if everyone's playing it, I'll.
Wait, why do you hate it so much?
Just it's I don't like the pace and the rhythm of it. There's no time to rest, and I always just
and
feel
it's
like
a
I
lot
drink.
Of screaming.
I
yeah.
drink
it.
You end up drinking just a ton of beer.
It's so fun.
It's very fratty. Like frat bros will play it like the morning of a college game day to like get amped up for the football game.
I also don't find it that like hygienic. Like beer pong, I think should be just played with water in the cups.
That's what we do now.
And then you drink and then, but then you got to be outside because you got to dip out the water that's
I mean,
in it.
just it, like in a college frat house basement,
like
beer pong
bouncing
on the floor,
all over the floor
into the cup and drinking directly.
I'm healthy.
I mean, yeah, our immune systems,
yeah,
I guess.
She's got crazy antibodies now.
I mean, I did it too. I'm mad, but thinking back, I'm just like that, like where they're like, oh, here, let me rinse it off in the water cup. It was like, dude
yeah. We would play with beer pong cups from like past days and we would just rinse the fucking mold off and then keep fucking playing. Yeah. We went hard.
Oh my God.
We had no money.
We do full water now.
Okay, yeah.
Full
water.
We're adults.
As an adult, I feel like I'm watching this.
Are college kids still playing with beer in the cups, or are they doing water?
I would think
probably
beer.
College kids nowadays, though. Oh, put my mask on. Like,
they're part of like a COVID generation. I just feel like they're a little like more hygienic.
I think so. I probably.
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah, that's playing with kombucha.
Yeah, because now they're doing Borgs.
What's a Borg?
You haven't heard of Borgs?
No.
Borg?
Borgs. I don't know if they're as popular as they were like last year, but college kids will get a empty milk jug, like a gallon milk jug, and you empty it out, clean it out, write like kind of a funny pun on it, and you make your own like mixed drink, and that's yours to keep for the rest of the party. So you don't have to rely
on a whole milk jug?
It's just a way of being responsible about what you're consuming and what you're drinking throughout like going to a bunch of like parties rather than trusting punch, other people giving you drinks.
It's a milk jug. Is
that's
so
crazy.
Funny.
Yeah,
and just walking on a college campus, they just have a gallon milk jug.
Red and blue liquid in it.
Yeah, it's
just orange juice.
Some people think it's like it's bad because then that's encouraging more like binge drinking because people think like you got to finish the whole Borg.
Sure.
But it's I think it's popular with like girls in
Borg.
College, I think.
I think binge drinking is considered if you have more than like four beers in a night, you're binge drinking.
Oh boy.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a very low. And if you have more than like two a week, I think you're like
two drinks?
Yeah, it's like you're considering it now.
What are we doing?
That's not.
No, if you look
no
up like the
way.
If you look up I did the test one time for like are you an alcoholic? And it's like
was
do
like,
you ever,
why you decided to stop drinking?
No, I was just like, "Oh, the bar is really low on this one website. It might have been like a BuzzFeed thing,
it
but
says
it's like
five or more drinks for men or
per week?
Four or more drinks female in 2 hours.
Oh, in 2 hours.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Still not good for me.
Yeah, that's
wait,
two,
so two or more for us in 2 hours?
Four or more.
Oh.
That's a beer every 30 minutes. Over
that's
2 hours?
That's like normal.
I can't drink four drinks.
No, that's binge drinking.
No. I could.
Well, I know we all do it, but do I'm you, saying by their definition.
Wait, but what was
like,
your two drinks a week?
Well, it was just like, do you ever, or it's like, do you ever have.
Should we take the quiz?
Do you ever drink on a weeknight?
I'm not.
Yes. do you ever drink alone? Do you ever drink with dinner?
I used
do you
to
ever
love drinking wine by myself.
Alcoholic.
But no, like I would just like get a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
if I, was
I don't
home alone.
Enjoy that.
I
drinking
did,
alone?
I love no. doing that. I mean, I don't do it
I
now,
got a
but.
Chat.
Yeah.
If I'm at wine alone, I really can't do it.
I mean, I
maybe
like,
a beer
I don't ever
before
really
I
drink at my house unless we're having people over. But like
after I unpacked whatever it was 2 days ago, after like a week, I had two Miller High Lifes to myself.
Wow.
Put on a DVD and I was like,
not a VHS.
No, I'm trying my conversion.
Yeah, you have a problem. I hate to break it to you. That's
no,
alcoholism.
I don't. Well,
like you watch a movie drinking.
I had a couple beers and I put on
it's
Barton
nice.
Fink.
I like music videos when I'm like
drinking.
Oh wait, yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, this new music video. Another
friend,
one. I'm like,
wait, that's so funny.
Catching up on all the
have
latest.
Have you seen this TikTok? It says POV. You know when he's drunk, when he starts playing concerts on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said about the Eras tour. Like, I really want to like get buzzed and watch the Eras tour.
TJ does that when he's fucked up.
Yes.
He gets like in his feels about like nostalgic stuff.
You just want to see My Chemical Romance 2004. At,
well,
like,
not that, but yeah.
What?
He's like John Mayer, Where the Light Is. Like,
oh,
you know,
that's
like,
a great one.
Always buzzing just like neon.
Yeah, or like old brand new concerts.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
There is something in the mail system after
it's
a couple
so
drinks.
It's so funny.
It's dark at night and you're like, I'm going on YouTube and I'm just going to watch this 2 hours.
Like dads too. Like dads that are getting drunk will put on like some old music thing on YouTube.
Did they release the Eras Tour movie yet?
Where
yes.
Like this
like
concert?
A year ago.
Where have you been?
It's been out, but she added her new album to her set like 6 months ago or something, and so that's not in it, which bumps
me
out.
That's all right.
No, I want that one real bad.
You want to see Tortured Poets Department live?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Okay. I thought the
and it's new. Like, it's new. It's a new album. It's
Okay, okay.
I haven't seen it.
What channel is it on?
Disney Plus.
Oh.
But I got the bundle that Matt sent us.
I did.
It's
I finally got it.
Disney. Oh, you did? Did you get it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hulu, Max, and Disney.
Disney Plus for like $30 a month.
No
with
ads?
No ads.
No ads.
It's
It's a good deal.
Great.
Yeah.
Because I think like Nolan had Max and he was paying like, what is it?
It's like $20
It's like $16 a month for Max. And then I was like, well.
And I was paying for Hulu and that's like $20
Yeah.
So it kind of just makes sense. Then we got a free thing. But I don't like watch Disney Plus ever. Like I never open it.
I like taking naps to like old like cartoon Disney movies like Snow White and like Pinocchio.
Scary. Those are like, horror movies.
You wish upon a star. Like
we got to brush up on your 90s Disney movies.
Yeah, I just watched Phantom of the Megaplex the other day.
Wow. Mickey Rooney?
Yes, Mickey Rooney. That's the only way I know Mickey Rooney is Phantom of the Megaplex.
Wow. So wait, what was that? It was like a ghost that haunted a movie theater?
Yes. Yes.
Damn.
And it's a silly little film.
Is it like corny now?
It's
like
when you watch it, Carly, it's devastatingly corny. Like
no.
But kind of fun because I forgot who the Phantom was, and so it was like this bit of a mystery. But,
well, I definitely want to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, who is it the whole time? It's so lame. I also
Go ahead.
I also want to watch The Mummy, but I feel like it's not going to be good anymore.
No,
I
that is a masterpiece. It's
is
a masterpiece.
It still good?
The Mummy, the Mummy.
The Mummy Returns.
What's They're both
one,
good.
What's The Mummy where the things crawl in their skin?
I think both mummies.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the Disney one.
Oh, Under Wraps.
Under Wraps. That's what it is.
That was the first Disney channel.
I do need to watch The Mummy. That was like one of Nolan's favorite movies.
Under Wraps, I don't think is on Disney Plus. They redid Under Wraps in like the mid-2000s and it's not good.
I feel like that movie actually scared me when I was little.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The guy really freaked me out. Like the...
Because we're not talking about the Brendan Fraser movie.
Don't Look Under the Bed is on, and that one is the Boogeyman one. That is terrifying.
Scary. That's a movie.
Yeah. They shot so many of those kids' movies like in Canada. All of it's in
Isn't
Canada.
Isn't it like cheaper?
Yes. That's why like Hallmark films there.
Oh, that's right.
Because you can get like permits way easier than you can here.
Dang, we played that game. That was so fun. It was like, is it a Hallmark plot or is it
or
made up? That was
yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. But yeah, they filmed so much kids stuff. Like Degrassi was always shot like in Canada.
A lot of stuff, I think, still.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
The neighborhoods are adorable. I'm always like, where is this place? It's Canada.
It's Toronto.
Like, oh, damn.
It's also because Vancouver's a very quick flight from LA compared to like going to Atlanta, which is where they film a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
But I think in New Jersey, actually, they just like did some big like $30 billion tax credit or something to try and make a new Hollywood in New Jersey to get like the New York actors.
Oh, in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hollywood, New Jersey.
I know. It's like just Soprano reboots and stuff.
Well, because it's like all these actors are in New York and there's no like big studios. Like here we have all these studios, Paramount, Warner Brothers, Universal. But yeah, Vancouver is like there. I watched a documentary, or not a documentary, like a YouTube video that was like Vancouver never plays itself in movies. So like what we all think about Vancouver, like nobody's actually seen Vancouver as Vancouver in movies. You always see it as like, oh, this is the bank in The Dark Knight, or this is where Happy Gilmore lives. But it's like never no movies ever take place in Vancouver.
No one knows what Vancouver looks like
because they're always filming everything in Vancouver. So they're like, they
saying
never want to reveal
else.
It. Yeah.
Separation.
Have you ever seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
You know the gym scene?
No, I don't.
Oh, where they're in the gym and they fall into the pool in the gym. Oh,
is that a Holocaust movie?
No.
What movie was it?
It's a Christmas movie.
It's black and white, right?
And they colorized it, too.
I didn't like it.
Is that the ghost or whatever? He
I watched
goes
it for
back
the first
back.
Time
with,
last
Jimmy
year.
Stewart, hey?
Yeah, they have that transatlantic accent thing.
Yeah, yeah. But there, I realized Beverly Hills High School, their gym is a basketball court. And they have their pool underneath the basketball court, and the court moves like that, and there's a pool underneath
it. Oh, so do you think they filmed it there?
They did film it
there. Oh, they did.
But it still exists. It's called the Swim Gym. And I've always wanted just to go in and like...
Where is it? In L.A.?
Yeah, in Beverly Hills High School.
There's something about that creeps me out, just knowing a floor can move and there's a goddamn pool under there.
I want to go in there. Does it smell like a pool?
Probably.
Like when the floor is on top of it?
Especially if it's that old.
Yeah.
It's got to smell.
Apparently, it's like one of the only kind of swim gyms that exist.
Is it still
in
operation?
What do you mean by swim gym?
Like it's a gym, but also there's a pool there.
Oh,
it's a swim gym. Don't like all the Ys have it in like 24-hour fit, or not 24-hour, but like Lifetime? I feel like they all have swim gyms.
Like a retractable floor that...
Oh, sorry.
The basketball
court. I thought you were saying like that's just a pool inside of a gym. It's a swim gym.
It's a swim gym. It's just this architectural.
Interesting.
I feel like that's something Drake would have at his house, like an MTV Cribs. Like, and check this out.
Cribs. Yeah.
It's like the.
Yeah.
Doesn't Drake have like $1 million bed, like a mattress?
That's so stupid.
I just want to sit on it and be like, does it really feel like $1 million?
Yes. What if he like comes home from tour and brings bed bugs home?
Bed bugs. Like, you have to like hire TaskRabbit to get rid of it.
$1 million, you're dumb.
I feel like if you like spent $1 million, there's like clearly a warranty like on it. Like maybe. If you did mess
or
it up.
Or maybe it's like a Nathan Fielder.
Okay. His mattress costs $395,000.
Oh, it's not $1 million.
What's so special about it?
It's only $390,000. Very reasonable.
But with tax,
I'm not the one who's spewing that fake information. What'd you
say? Okay, so I said, but with tax, it'll be about $1 million. It says, I'm trying to find like what's cool about it.
Are those your outside clothes? Nope. Change into the robe. Like, yeah. He's probably very anal about like
is
no
it the
outside
one that Bobby
on
Altoff did the her video on?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. What is so good about it?
Adolfson?
I think it's like filled with like really high quality like feathers and stuff.
Are we talking about the mattress or maybe the whole bed?
It's I think
like
it's just the mattress because it says
it's the materials.
Yeah, the guy who made it said each mattress is intended to last between 50 to 100 years and is made from natural materials such as horsehair, wool, cotton, and flax. He also points to the height of Hastin's.
What if you got it and you're just like allergic? Oh.
It also has. So their springs are, they have a higher number of coils for extra support and comfort. But I'm like, I wonder if you can really tell the difference. Like, also, if you laid down on it, would I be like, this feels like my bed? Or is it like so fucking
it's
comfortable?
It's gotta be custom made, also, like, dimension.
Yeah. Goldilocks, just like too hard, too soft.
Yeah. I'm allergic to this one.
This is just right.
You're supposed to change your mattress every, I think, like 10 years or so anyway, because I think this statistic may not be right, but I think the weight of your mattress over the course of 10 years literally doubles just because of all the sweat and oils and bodily like
what?
Stuff that's like sinking into the bed. And so beds just weigh that much more.
And it'll break your bed frame.
What?
And it'll break your
bed frame. Yeah, exactly.
Can that happen? That happen?
Breaking your bed frame?
Like the bed gets so heavy from like
no, anytime sleeping. There's like warnings on things, I'm always like, I think it's like double whatever they say it is. If it's like, oh, don't put more than 25 pounds on this shelf, I'm convinced you could put 50 and it won't break.
50?
I just, because like these regulations, I feel like they always have to be, you know, guaranteeing no matter what, 25 pounds, it won't break. Let's make it 50.
Were you the one who told me, or you know the reason why there are so many mattress stores? Because you know there's a whole conspiracy theory that mattress stores are secretly drug fronts. Like, who's
money
really
laundering.
Going to these mattress stores? There's a mattress store across the street from a mattress store. Like,
yeah.
If you knew, like, the market reason on why there are so many. And
I mean, I don't know that I've talked about this, but I think I did read something that's like, it's actually, there's just no conspiracy. It's just something people like to point out. Mattress stores need to be massive because of how big the products are. And that's why they stick out more than like a regular store.
Yeah, but like, why would there be a mattress firm across the street from a mattress firm?
Or a mattress
because
king.
It's like the same idea of like, why is there a Pete's Coffee next to a Starbucks? Like, people just
but
see
that's
that
the
there's...
same. That's not the same company, though.
Yeah, she said mattress firm.
Oh, they have the same company?
Yeah, there's been like...
on both
sides of
the street.
I feel like Shane Dawson back in the day did a whole like video about the conspiracy. And he went to like some towns that literally had like mattress firm and then like a street down. Mattress firm, a street down. Mattress firm. It was very weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
it
a weird one.
Strange.
We should look
or
into
more,
that.
Maybe they're just in the real estate business and they just want to like...
It's a write-off.
The
and
own the block and just... Yeah. They own the building or the unit of it and they just... I don't know. But I just... Now I just like... All mattresses I just buy online. Like, I'm never going to go into a store to like sit on one. Like, what do you
maybe
think?
I would
oh, this
just
is nice.
Sit to see. I know, but it's like... I know, I got the purple one. Like, he just sent it to me. I didn't even think about, like, is this going to be nice? Because I'm like, well, I can always get a mattress topper if it's, like, not super comfortable or something. Or what did I say? Did I say pillow cube? What did I say?
You said purple, but I think you have a
pillow cube
one. I love my pillow cube side sleeper. It's great.
It said that there's a lot of buildings, too, or stores, because it's such a low manufacturing cost. A mattress that sells for $1,000 may only cost around $250 to make, which is so annoying. I wonder how much Drake's was made. Or like how much it costs to make it. Like $100. Sell it for a quarter of a million.
Saying it's made out of like
horse hair
and flax. Like this is, you could go to any farm in America and it's like $20 in materials.
This is just an Amish bed.
Yeah.
Like, right? Hey. I think the guy who created it too, like, did suffer his home, like other stuff in his home. I think
those rich people just get taken advantage of by smart people. They're like, no, it's, yeah, 300,000, trust me, it'll be worth it. And it's like, 300,000 for Drake
is nothing. Okay, so if you're a celebrity and you're doing like Architect Digest or whatever, and you buy a bunch of stuff for your home, is that a write-off? Because you're like doing it for work, pretty much?
In a way.
No,
you're like,
I don't
think so. Helping my career.
Yeah, because, dude, a lot of those Architectural Digest things, and they're walking around showing their home, that, this is my belief, and I believe it's true.
Sometimes.
That all just got set up like in the past like week or whatever.
Yes.
Like,
they have a team that comes out, and it's not all necessarily not their stuff, but they will add in new products to like make it look better if the house isn't ready.
Interior designers, they also have relationships with all of these different types of furniture makers, and they go, hey, we're doing Dakota Johnson's house, what do you got? And they go, please put this in there. Some of it, they probably just give it to them for free as well. But yeah, you know, like how Dakota Johnson was like, I love limes, like I love green limes. She just made that up on the spot.
She did?
Yeah, she didn't like limes. She was just like,
they're just there.
They were just matching like her kitchen.
That's
and she
so
just says,
fun.
I love these.
She was nervous. I love limes.
Yeah.
How was your first wedding anniversary?
Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah.
We were just in Nashville for a wedding, so we weren't able to like travel or do much, but we, you know, went out to catch steak and had a nice dinner. Ooh. And then we ate our cake.
I saw. After,
did you guys eat your cake?
We saved it and then we threw it away.
Oh,
you
did
threw
we
it
talk
away?
About this?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, you threw it away?
You like raw dog saved it though.
How
like
so?
You didn't like wrap it up or anything.
No, the whole thing had been saran wrapped in the box and it was in Birmingham the entire time and Patricia's
cousin.
In the freezer. And
it was so scared to eat it.
Yeah, no thank you.
Oh, I know.
Like, this is a year old.
We just literally took it out of our freezer probably after like 8 months because we were like, there's no room in here.
Bye.
And like, are we going to eat this? Probably not.
Yeah, our in-laws like kept it and then Patricia's cousin drove it from... He drove it from Birmingham to Nashville.
I got real important cargo back here. Make it right across the country.
He kept
with
it
my
in his
cake
freezer.
In the back.
Like still
back there, chief? Yeah, we'll make it time.
Know, it was like a heart.
Time.
It was like a heart transplant. We were just like moving like this
in
like,
a helicopter.
Important vital organ. And then we had to like carry it on the plane and all of that.
Oh,
everyone's like,
God.
Can I have a bite of that? I'm like, it's our hand. Anniversary cake. And,
I would be so
we
upset.
Didn't let it thaw
another
out.
Piece of luggage when I'm like struggling with my suit. This fucking goddamn cake.
I thought it was just going to be like wrapped up in foil. I didn't realize it was the entire cake topper.
Yeah, why don't they just save a slice?
Yeah.
I know.
Instead of the whole fucking cake.
I think that's more part of the tradition. It has to be the cake topper.
But what if you don't have a cake topper?
Not that bad. It tasted delicious, but very cold and dense.
Texture wise?
Didn't get sick.
It was like kind of dry, but it tasted, the cake still tasted very rich and good. It didn't lose any flavor, but one bite was enough.
I would just be scared that I'd get like food poisoning the next day, be puking all day and just like.
I know, I'd be worried too. I'd get freaked out.
Yeah,
especially just, traveling with it.
But it was frozen.
Yeah.
So that's.
I think if it had like fruits or like some type of like berries or more like perishable.
Like
right. It was already baked.
Produce in it, I think I would have been like, no. But it was just a red velvet cake.
Did you keep it again? Like, do you still have it? Or
now
do you throw the rest
away?
Is it like a tradition for your 1 year to eat it and then that's it?
That's
yes.
It.
Are there any other traditions of weddings? I didn't know
Did
about
you
this.
Do the, oh, really? Are you doing wedding gifts?
Oh, how it's like a tradition when your first year you need to exchange something gold and then like...
I thought it was paper.
I think the first year is paper.
Oh.
I read all about this in Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I thought it was gold. With the thing we read, Patricia showed me something, but we just accepted we're not going to do it.
No,
there's like gold,
I'm pretty sure
there's
paper.
Cotton, there's paper.
Like
there's...
paper, like cash?
I gave TJ, I got TJ tickets to a football game. So like paper. You can be creative. I think this year it's like leather or something.
Oh,
leather?
Wait, the year? Wait, is this like Chinese New Year?
No, like 1 year, 2 year, 3 year.
You guys, it's leather. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it goes all the way up till 5 and then you stop until 10 and then 10, 15,
really?
20.
Oh, interesting. That's so funny because, so the first year it says traditionally it's paper, but it says traditional modern gemstone. So I guess if you do a gemstone every year, it would be gold.
Yeah, like we're not giving each other jewelry every year.
And modern is clocks for the first year.
Clocks?
Mm-hmm. What year are you coming up on?
4, but 3, really.
So
Here,
3
honey.
Is, leather.
Like we are married for 4 years, but it's only 3.
Okay. So if you want, he can get you a pearl necklace or pearl earrings.
He can do that for free.
Okay, everybody. Okay, everybody.
Holy moly.
I'm walking
back
off
in
again.
The old studio. Whoa. Hey,
I'm walking off again.
Second Mark year. That one. PG-13, folks.
So next year will be fruit or flowers. Or if you want to go gemstone, blue topaz.
Gorgeous.
Or if you want modern appliances.
who wrote this?
I don't know.
It's like from the olden days.
Just like Marianne Williamson,
the Oracle.
Oh, interesting. So it goes like 1 through 10 years, and then it goes 15th, 20, 25, 30, 35, all the way to only 60, I see.
You know there's just some crazy people out there just counting the calendars. I wonder what he's going to get me for 25,
because
20 was kind of a miss.
I feel like that's like a theme. I think that's a good idea.
What?
But there's like a theme.
Yeah.
No, I
feel like
it,
once it gets up there, though, it's like jewelry.
Well, when
it,
like the 60th nice is stuff. All diamond yeah. for each one. 55 for traditional is emerald. Alexandrite
Pretty.
Is the gemstone. Yeah, once it gets to 25 year, it starts sterling silver, pearl, coral, ruby, sapphire, gold, emerald, diamond.
Wow, all the infinity stones.
Yeah, got to collect them all.
Thanos.
But all the gemstone ones are just like all crazy. Like onyx, diamond, ruby, emerald, silver, pearl, emerald. Weird, pearl is the
it's
third
all
year.
All the Pokemons.
And like the 30th. Pokemon.
Yeah. What? Wait, so what's
so you can
the
look
second,
forward to those.
What's the second year?
I think it's a cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton for traditional and China for modern. It's like fine China or a...
Do you imagine if TJ got me China?
Like a mug.
China.
China. Gemstone is garnet.
Is China...
I don't even know what that is.
I don't think I've ever read the word. Is China, like fine China, is it yeah. spelt like the country?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know, I was kind of confused. This is modern. China.
Isn't like, it just ceramic? Is that what it really is?
It's fine ceramics.
No idea.
But a ceramic is like a material. It's like being, calling something metal, no? Who knows?
Leather. Leather's the third. That's
fine
on
China. You don't really hear
yeah,
about
I'll
that.
Get some whips.
We have a bunch of fine China.
Some bondage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You ever use it?
No. I mean, most of it is, it's like holiday China, like Christmas China.
Oh, okay.
So you only would have it for Christmas and... And then, like, we'll eventually use it one day. But, like, if we're having, like, a Christmas party, people are just going to be drinking and just tearing
yeah.
that shit up.
Yeah.
I'd rather, like, do it in a more formal setting with, like,
yeah.
your family. And people
I just
who...
worry that that stuff has, like, lead in the paint. Like, I don't want to be eating off of, like, old...
Old China.
You get lead testers. I have one.
You have a lead tester?
I have a lead tester kit.
Wait, like, it, you
Is
shine
like
a light on it?
No, it's, like, these little... It's really cheap. It was probably, like, $7 for, like, a bunch of them. They look like Q-tips, and you put... But they have something on it, and you put vinegar on it, and then you swipe whatever you think might have...
It's like a COVID test.
Yeah, and then it'll turn a color if it does. Because we've gotten so many things from estate sales.
Yeah,
where, like
old
says
stuff.
Lead in it, like... I was just curious, out of curiosity, but...
Like, I was buying plates for my new place, and I was on Amazon. I was like, ooh, this design looks kind of nice. And I was like, no, this is definitely just lead paint from, like...
You think?
100%.
Amazon, like, they
Amazon Chinese
down.
Stuff
well,
being shipped
over here.
Well, they
can't do it now. I don't think they put lead in the
They, I know they say they now. Can't, but, like, I don't know. None of that shit's, like,
go
regulated.
To, like, Pottery Barn or somewhere. Or go to
I don't trust
IKEA
any
has
of it.
Great plates.
Yeah.
Target
yeah,
IKEA Home.
Does.
Too.
Zara Home?
Oh, dude.
I didn't know
Zara Home
had a
is
home.
Slang. So is Banana
Zara,
Republic Home.
Zara Home is unbelievable.
What?
I didn't even know.
Is there H&M Home too?
Clothing
yes.
companies
that
making
really
home
They
products.
Have H&M Home, like an actual store at that mall in Woodland Hills.
Okay. I went to one in Korea. It was amazing.
Yeah, they had Zara Home in France. And I was like, oh, shit.
Damn, I just went to their website. I'm like,
yeah, and they're pretty like reasonable prices. Like nothing's like.
I've never even heard of this.
I know you should have got your coffee table from there. I was going to tell you, but I didn't.
Well,
to let you know.
I've been doing a lot of shopping on Wayfair. That's my go-to.
Ooh, there's probably lead in that.
Or Wayfair also like has products from other sites.
That's what I'm
which
saying.
Which is so weird.
And there's dupes. Like sometimes I don't trust like you're actually buying.
Well, what
the
I always do from fun fact, if I'm buying furniture, is I will screenshot that product
yep.
and then put it into Google Photos, and it will literally bring up all the
yes.
other ones.
Reverse image search
it's all, yeah.
yeah,
they're all reselling resellers.
Spot.
I don't know why Zara Home thinks I'm in España.
What do you think
that's
that
what
is?
Mine said too.
Maybe they're a Spanish company.
Yeah.
Is this like the same Zara as like the clothing company?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just now make home products?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. H&M does too.
I don't know about food, by
and
H&M.
Banana Republic. The Banana Republic stuff is so
is
fucking
expensive?
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Is all
yeah.
They have a showroom on
Melrose.
Yes.
Yes. Right near. It's like very close
it's
to our house.
So it, nice.
I know, it looks insane.
It's
I haven't
really
gone
really
nice.
It. It's right next to the Soho Home, which
I don't like. Oh. Banana Republic though.
Why?
It has this like weird safari colonial vibe.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in one since I was like a kid.
Yes,
I've never
it's just
one
very like
there.
Like Wild Thornberry's
white,
dad.
Yes, like I'm going on a boat.
Or
it feels like
this is like literally everything you wear.
Yeah, yeah.
A more classic prep kind of the I don't know. Every time I'm in Banana Republic, I'm like, this is not me. Like it's
this
so close to
me.
Being me, but it's not. They always
yeah.
add some weird.
You're
like
an Express for Men kind of guy.
Express for Men? No. The reason why I
Can
hate
you
Express.
Imagine?
Express
not just in like skin tight black slacks.
They put black. They put black buttons on all of their like button ups.
I know.
Like it's so. Oh, what are we doing?
I saw a video of someone like doing like a haul of Express for Men, and I was like, I can't imagine Matt just trying to shop in Express for Men. Like,
I don't think I've ever been in
all
an
over
Express
print.
For
it's
Men.
Like Ed Hardy style, like, like
it's
Armenian
very like you
club
look like
promoter.
A like a slimy club promoter, like manager,
like
vibe.
Shiny.
No,
black
all respect
button
to people who shop.
What's
at Express
like
for
your
men.
Mall store?
J. Crew.
Oh 100%. Yeah,
a J. Crew for men.
Yeah, you are J. Crew.
Oh, I'm up
just
in the J. Crew.
Just a white, rich guy.
I feel no, like you're also please. Like Aeropostale.
No, is Aeropostale still around?
I think it is. I used to love that store. I don't know if I have a mall store.
You're very Aeropostale-coded.
I am.
Yeah,
I remember
can
when
see
I was
that.
A kid, I was so mad because I could never fit into them. You know, like, the I don't know if you ever had this, but, like, that awkward stage as a girl where, like, you couldn't buy clothes that were at, like, cool place, like, American Eagle because you're just too small still.
No, I'm, like... way taller than
I
you
know. I it pissed me off because I had to wait so long to wear like what I wanted to wear.
Where
like
were you
cool
buying
stuff.
Like Meet Me Too? What are those little kids stores?
Limited Too.
The Children's Place.
Libby yeah. Lou.
Oh, Limited
Delia's,
Too. That's
yeah. Delia's was a the best.
Oh,
that's
Delia's,
like you as a store.
Like the scene yeah, girl, yeah. like yeah. just graphic tees. Like
I'm Hot Topic. I was kidding.
Yeah. Oh, Hot Topic.
I don't
yeah.
think I've ever bought clothes from Hot Topic, actually.
That's not true.
That is not true,
How
Carly.
Is that not true?
You haven't got a band t-shirt.
Your
from
hair
there?
Was good. Pink hair. You never bought anything
know.
From Hot Topic.
I don't think
nose
so.
Piercing.
I remember all their pants never fit me right. I always wanted to get skinny jeans from there, and I would try them on. They never fit me right. Maybe I bought band t-shirts. You're probably right. But
I am. There's no way.
I can't remember buying any clothes from Hot Topic.
I would like bet my life on it.
Fantastic.
When I look at the clothes at Hot Topic, they all look so uncomfortable. Like
you
the
like,
pants.
You could just look at this whole grid of t-shirts
yeah.
like when you walked in like.
Well, those are
one.
Fine. I'm talking more about like the fit. Like they have like such fitted clothes now, like dresses and like.
Yeah.
I feel like
whatever.
It's a lot of red plaid in the Hot Topic.
Love that.
You know, like the.
Love a red plaid.
Almost like Scottish. Like, okay.
Like the skirt.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah.
Kilt.
Like a kilt. Yeah. That's what I and like a weird smell in a Hot Topic. It
yeah.
always smells bad.
I love
bad.
The smell of Hot Topic.
What is
it's
the
like
smell?
Rubber.
I,
yeah,
yeah,
rubber.
It's
yeah.
just like
a little bit of leather.
Like
yeah.
a
some
Halloween
sex
store.
Bracelets. Like,
yeah.
It's just yeah. like, yeah.
I feel like a lot of weird shit went down at Hot Topics. I remember when I was there, I was in high school. There was this worker there talking to these two girls who were younger than I was. And they were talking about weird shit. Like she was buying lingerie and she was like, I sneak out all the time. And he was like, oh yeah, like what not? It was just very weird. That just randomly came back to me right now. Sorry to
can't remember if she bought a t-shirt though.
See, that's how my memory works. I remember
no,
weird things,
I know.
But like couldn't tell you.
What are you? What's your story?
I mean, anything with a sales rack.
Like a JCPenney.
Give me a
Cole,
clearance
you're
section.
You're like a JCPenney.
No, I'm yeah. better than JCPenney. I go to the Gap. I like the Gap.
The Gap's
good. Great.
Gay and proud.
I love.
I've never heard that.
What?
Gap?
I
gay
have
like, proud? If you would wear like a Gap t-shirt, everyone like make fun of you because you're like gay and proud.
I've never heard of that either.
Glad I missed that. Nobody ever gave me that insult.
Matt would have been like, I'm not gay, guys.
Oh, but we're Gap. What do you mean?
Yeah, Gap
we
is like...
We would wear Gap hoodies. That man, that was like
I
cool.
love Gap.
No, I do like...
It's the Gap. Isn't it the Gap?
J. Crew's just a little expensive. It's like, okay, I'm not going to... Yeah. Abercrombie and Fitch. Loving Abercrombie.
What?
Surfer boy.
What?
You wear Abercrombie?
I used to. Like, we're talking about like if we're going to a mall.
Oh, okay.
Abercrombie has like come back.
All
but some
basics
their stuff, I just feel like it doesn't last that well. Or like after a while, I'm like not that excited to wear it.
Yeah, nowadays, I would say, yeah, the Gap is probably like if I need like a t-shirt or something, they're just reliable, not too branded, good clearance rack in the back. Or a Nordstrom, but sometimes I feel like I'm just like, do I really
There's
need
too
like
many things?
I
there.
Know. Yeah. Like, who is this guy?
You're
like
Dillard's guy, right? You are up in the Dillard's.
Or
up
a Dick's, Dillard. A Dick's Sporting Goods or a PacSun. I used to love a PacSun.
Mm. Mine was like, I guess mine was like Forever 21. Like, that's where I would primarily shop.
Yeah, I just mean like now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, no, you would be Delia's.
Marshalls. You I love a Marshalls.
Be... Yeah.
I kind of do too, to like look around. Like, they're great candles.
Just get inspired, you know?
Did you see that Kanye and his wife are divorcing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Wife? He's had a new wife
Bianca.
For a while.
I thought people were just saying that, and then they were spotted like, together again.
Well, things came out recently. I feel like this is kind of separate from them getting divorced, but basically it says Bianca, Kanye West's wife, is alleged to have acted as orgy coordinator for the rapper's disturbing sexual activities. The shocking accusations come from West's former assistant, Lauren Pisciotta, who has previously accused the rapper of sexual assault. Pisciotta went to allege that West also expressed a disturbing desire to sleep with his mother-in-law, like his wife's mom. Like, he wanted to sleep with her.
Chris?
No, Bianca's. Like, now.
Ugh.
Yeah. This is, like, on top of, like, all the divorce rumors, I guess, but...
When did this come out?
I think yesterday, or this morning. It says, Lauren... the assistant has filed an 88-page lawsuit accusing Kanye of drugging, assaulting, and subjecting her to twisted fantasies, now claims that his wife, known publicly as his former Yeezy model and architect, was also involved. Pisciotta alleges that West transformed his office into a sexual playground with Sensory 29. That's Bianca. Coordinating these events, according to a report by Daily Mail, the lawsuit details disturbing aspects of West's behavior, including hosting sex parties at luxury hotels, with Pisciotta claiming she was repeatedly exposed to these situations.
Mike.
Wait, did it say that they're getting divorced?
Well, I just...
It said they filed for divorce.
Yeah.
But, it said that?
On those claims?
Like, yeah, it said...
Ooh, yikes.
Well... This wasn't really about their divorce. But I just like brought that up because I wanted to like eat. I don't think they knew Bianca.
I think he's a great guy.
Have you heard the whole thing about his teeth though?
What? His
Kanye's teeth.
What about
that?
No.
He surgically. So you know, he always looks like he has a grill. He like put titanium to replace his entire teeth, and that's all real metal that is up in his mouth.
Does he hear radio?
And people think that his like that's why he's been going crazy.
So it's nitrous. Yeah. He's been
yes, and he's like addicted to nitrous. Yeah. There, I wish I had way more guts and details about this.
The stuff they give you to like at the dentist,
like laughing gas.
So he's just on
he's
nitrous
fully addicted
and he's
to it.
His metal is just like rotting his brain and causing him just to be this manic man.
Damn.
This is all I heard this from somebody else at a dinner one
I'd be
time.
Like, I wonder if I'll hear the radio.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You used to be able to, that happened, right?
Yeah, I know. I
the mom and
our
Pete
podcast.
And Pete.
No,
could
you
listen
said it on here.
Radio.
Oh, I said it on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was if like the Lucille like, Ball thing.
Lucille Ball?
Yeah, we played I Love Lucy. She had like, I talked about it on here and said I thought it was our podcast, but she had like fillings at the time and whatever they were made out of, she kept like hearing. The radio.
No, that one was our podcast. Yeah,
it was okay. Mm-hmm. She kept hearing like, she would drive by her like this radio station their friend worked at, and she would like hear it, and she'd be like, "What the hell?"
That's insane.
She kept telling her friend that, and she's like, "Oh, that's so weird." And then one day she was driving, and she kept hearing this noise, and then she reversed, and it went away, and she went forward, and it came back. Reversed, went away, came back, and she was telling that to somebody, and she was like, "I don't know what it is," and they went and found it, and it was like a Japanese spy, like communication.
Whoa.
Box. Yeah.
But hasn't this not been confirmed? Didn't we look it up?
Well, she told it on a late show. That's high. I saw it on.
And just by having lead fillings, you can pick up
a
radio
filling.
Signal?
Yes, because I remember when I'd have braces, my mom would always joke, like, can you hear FM radio? And I'd be like, what are you talking about?
And then there was that old 90s show called Pete and Pete about the two brothers on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Red hair.
Oh, yeah.
And always up to shenanigans. The mom had a metal plate, like, in her head, and she could listen to the radio.
That is
in
so
the
annoying.
Show. And that was always in the theme song, is like, the mom can just hear the
but
news.
But you need, like, a speaker to transmit that. Like, it's not...
No, like...
I thought we looked it up.
Okay, look it
and
up.
And it was like, no one could ever, like, confirm
I think you're right.
That.
I think you're right.
This
but
doesn't
she told
sound
it,
like it's a real thing.
But that's like, a thing that could happen. Like, I looked up if that can happen.
But
and I'm pretty sure it can.
You know, like, those toothbrushes where you could, like, listen to tunes
oh,
through
yeah,
your
yeah.
teeth and stuff.
But it's
or,
playing a speaker. There's a speaker yeah. playing that. You just, it's like if I put a speaker in my mouth.
No, there's a little speaker on them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Radio waves need to be converted from the radio wave into an audio wave.
That's what you think. But yeah, but that's what you
think. That's your opinion, Mike.
Okay. I just don't really get how a radio wave gets transferred into a sound signal that is then played. It just sounds kind of like BS.
Okay. I'll look it up again.
Can we get Neil deGrasse Tyson?
It says, yes,
in
certain circumstances, dental fillings can pick up radio waves and cause a person to hear them. How it happens, metal fillings can act as antennas and detect radio waves, which can cause the fillings to vibrate. The vibrations can pass through the skull and create sound in the head.
What website is that?
USA Patriot 420. AI Overview.
Yeah, AI Overview. What is that?
Snopes, a well-determined site that researches a validated stories called Snopes Lucille Ball's claim undetermined.
Yes.
But... Mythbusters did it. The cable show Mythbusters was unable to reproduce a phenomenon and called the myth busted. So
I think it's more like an olden days thing.
I think because they're not metallic anymore.
Right.
They're made of something else. Yeah, I think that back was in the day, like, they were like metallic.
If I'm watching a movie and it's supposed to take place like in the ancient times and the actor has like the fillings in their mouth, I'm always like, oh, that takes me out of the movie. Because you can see that they have modern,
see his fillings.
Oh, that's so funny.
I would like take me out of them if I'm watching a movie about like the old West and like the guy has like lead filling. I'm like, okay, this is not.
Yeah, there's an episode of Mad Men where somebody called someone an asswipe, and like someone proved that like nobody was calling anybody an asswipe in like the 60s because that wasn't a phrase until like late
70s. Let's invite that guy to the party. By the way, and they actually didn't have the term.
Well, Mad Men was very good about making sure everything was like
historically
accurate.
I know, but like those guys
accurate.
Who make TikToks are like, you know, the bird sound in the golf scene, actually those birds are not indigenous to that region.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Although
it's so interesting.
It happened with the PGA. Someone, I think it's like the PGA Tour, they were like just putting out fake bird sounds on the live broadcast, and a bunch of bird people wrote in and they were like, oh, these are fake fucking bird sounds. These birds are not indigenous to where you guys are doing the tournament.
Nerds.
And then they like made an apology and changed and like
An apology?
Yeah, they like don't.
It's just a fucking bird sound.
If it's important to people, let me look this up. Bird.
I think it should. Well, I do think we should be respecting the local species.
The
masters. Yes, the masters bird sound controversy explained.
Well, you explained it, but...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was real or not, but now I'm confirming.
Maybe just the birds weren't chirping that day, and like, just put the birds chirping. Yeah, give it like a little bit of ambiance.
It's just so awkward when it's so quiet.
Right.
I get why they did it.
I wish I was really good about identifying bird sounds. Sometimes I'll see TikToks of like different birds and bird sounds. I'm like, oh, I'm really gonna soak this in.
I know. I love when someone knows so much about one thing. Like,
yeah.
To me, that's like, I wish I could know everything about everything. But that's not how people get good at one thing.
I think it's just like having a nice ear for it too. Like, I love spotting songs, things I know. Just like
even like Emma and I, like we used to like go on walks in our old neighborhood, and she'd be like, "Oh, that's this flower. That's this flower." I'm like, "How do you know all these goddamn flowers?"
Yeah, yeah, flowers and birds are cool to be able to know.
In trees.
Oh yeah.
Any type of flora.
Any type of flora.
Flora and fauna, or just flora, Matt?
What's a fauna?
I don't know.
I don't know what's the difference between a flora and a fauna. Are you more of a flora or fauna person?
Is there a difference?
I think so. I think flora is more flower, and a fauna is like just a plant.
Oh, like a square rectangle thing?
I'm going to make that assumption. Mm-hmm. Are we right on that?
And that's a math fact.
Flora's got to be a flower.
And fauna, yeah,
isn't
might be like...
Isn't that like Spanish?
Well, it says flora refers to plant life, while fauna refers to animal life. The two are interconnected and coexist in harmony, contributing to the biodiversity of the planet.
Like a deer?
Yeah.
A female deer.
But what's a fawn?
A deer.
A male deer?
No, a lady.
No, but that's spelled F-A-W-N.
A female deer.
But, well, there's also an Austin-based music duo, Flora and Fauna, F-A-W-N-A.
Okay. Oh, fauna.
But fauna in Flora and Fauna is F-A-U-N-A.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not F-A-W. That's the deer. So it's the plants and the animals is the flora and the fauna.
It is crazy, like the Mad Men thing. There's someone hired to like make sure none of that happens, and like how do they get passed? You know what I mean?
The
I always wonder about
thing,
that.
Or
like the Game of Thrones Starbucks.
Carly
stuff.
In the boardroom. from her bed. How did this get passed?
Who allowed this?
I think it's cool. That would be a fun job as being a historical consultant on things.
But I like, gotta know so much.
Yeah, yeah, you know all the different types of lamps and what it's people crazy. Were using back then. But like
that's what
like
I
that's a job where I could get so. I don't think I would ever get bored doing yeah, that every
it's
day.
It's like different. Being the guy on Pawn Stars.
Yes. Oh yeah.
The Antique Roadshow. So
like, ma'am, you know that this is yeah, actually no, but, yeah, like, James Buchanan's you know desk. Like, yeah, historians, their job is just to. Remember even, the past.
Well, that's like so. What's so interesting to me too about like fashion is people who are like, oh, this is like a vintage purse.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's like if it doesn't come with any like identification, that's like you know how it comes with. I don't know if you know that, but yeah, like when you buy like a designer item, it has like an authentication card.
Oh, okay.
And like sometimes they're so old and they don't come with that, but then you can like send it to someone.
And they just know, oh, based on the stitching yeah. and this material yes. and
yeah.
the layers of paint
I
or whatever.
I should do that with a Coach bag because I have no idea. If it's real or not.
Let me see.
That one right there. It's right there. It's like a leather.
Can I see?
Yeah. Pick it up.
I like that guy on TikTok that like will take a like a piece of leather and say like, okay, Coach is selling this for $5,000. Let's see how much it's worth in materials. And then he'll like de-stitch it, cut it, see the fabric, see the layers.
So smart.
And he'll be like, this is actually like $1,000 worth of leather materials. Yeah. They're selling it for $2,000.
Matt with my bag. It's also called the Carly bag.
This is Coach?
It's called the Carly bag. Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's nice.
And it came out in like the early 2000s. What's it smell like? My house?
Old. Not okay, like, good. But not like old lady.
They're calling me old.
Matt, what are you looking for?
There's a tag
Talk
in
us
there.
Through your process here, Matt.
Well, sometimes it's stitching quality. Quality of a zipper, too.
What, is that a good YKK?
I don't know. This is... And you can also tell, like...
But you think it's not real?
And is there anything rusted on there, or is it stainless steel?
Should be stainless steel.
I am going to say that
the tag in it looks
I remember
legit.
A girl had a Chanel wallet when yeah. I was in the ninth grade. And she was like, this is real Chanel. Like, it was like this little clutch. And she was like, my parents got it for me, blah, 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 blah. And I looked at like one of the buttons on it and it said like Hong Kong.
Oh my God.
Like, this says Hong Kong. And she like snatched it out and everyone was like, does it say Hong Kong? She's like, no. And everyone's like, then why'd you snatch it if it doesn't say Hong Kong? And I...
That's so sad that people
that happened
are like
a couple like, months ago too. Some guy had like a nice Cartier watch, and Matt goes, "Oh my God, is that real?" And the guy goes, "Well, no." And like
TJ has a fake one,
but this Matt was just like innocently like trying to give him a compliment, like, "Wow, oh. like is that a fake one?" Like as a like, "Nah, dude, this is real." And the guy was so embarrassed, and I was just like, "Ugh."
It says this is a Coach bag. It was handcrafted in China from soft milled cowhide variations. Are a characteristic. Its superior craftsmanship reflects our commitment to enduring quality.
Okay. But who knows? Like, maybe they just stole that.
Yeah, I
What's
feel
in
like
my bag?
Not a lot of people are, like, reselling fake Coach bags.
Especially yeah, the I ones know. That don't have, like, the patterns on them. That's yeah. the one that's, like...
It's not like it's a Chanel bag.
That's the one
like,
that I'm
that
talking
I would
about.
Be, like,
Is Chanel the one with all the print all over it?
Like,
that's, like, Louis
No,
I think
that's the
Louis
Coach
Vuitton.
Bag. Like, the brown and black that everyone wanted, like, 10 years ago?
That's Louis Vuitton.
Oh, damn it.
It's like I think it's,
I think it's real. I just think it's old.
He's declaring it's real and it's old. It's from the early 2000s. It's the Carly bag. It's really cute.
No, I do think that this is
in
real.
In the movie The Titanic?
I do think that this
yeah.
is real.
No, in like the, I don't know. Yeah, it has a nice
like
pump.
Sturdiness. Thank you. He steals it. What were you saying?
In the movie The Titanic, the original, or not the
Never
Titanic.
Heard of it.
The flop.
When the movie came out in theaters, Neil deGrasse Tyson claims that he saw it in theaters and the scene where the ship is sinking is at night and he was looking up at the stars and he was like, that's not the way the sky looked the night that the Titanic sank. The stars aren't in the right place. The planets aren't in the right place. Called up James Cameron and was like, your fucking sky is wrong. And then James Cameron fixed it for the DVD release to
Whoa.
Make it the
Damn.
Right sky.
James Cameron's
But I'm
crazy.
Also like, Neil, did you need to call him up? The movie is the greatest fucking grossing movie of all time. And it didn't matter that the sky
that's
was not
funny.
Right. Like,
see, that's like stuff that's so cool, though. It's
you're
like,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I know, I know.
He probably just needed to get it off his chest.
I know. He's
yeah,
just like,
bubbling
hey,
up inside of him.
This is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I don't know. Just to know that you like altered like a movie like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah
subtly.
Yeah.
And but like,
did they pay him?
Neil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. But he gets paid a lot. He does like speaking gigs and he has his podcast,
his books.
I don't think he's like poor.
Neil,
I just mean like, did they pay him for that?
He's got a roommate.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Steve.
He probably has a crazy big closet.
His house is bizarre. All of his videos in his office, he has just this gigantic column where, in like his crown molding, is huge. It looks like he's
has
on
he done a house tour?
He no, looks like he's on the ceiling. Weird. It looks like he's on the ceiling. I'm
how
like,
do you
what gaudy ass like mansion is
he does his TikToks and it's like he's looking behind him and it looks like he's like in a loft or something. It's very strange. I don't know if I don't know if he's been posting a lot from there, but
no, I'm just Googling his house.
He has a roommate. He lives
Tribeca.
In an apartment.
He lives in Tribeca, up and coming.
I thought he lives in Austin. Yeah.
It says Neil deGrasse Tyson lives in Tribeca.
Oh.
With Alice Young and their two children, Miranda and Travis.
He should have named them like Orion and like something a little
Miranda
more.
And Travis. Neptune.
What are his kids' names?
Miranda and Travis.
Neptune.
Oh, jeez.
That's like, what weird names for someone so... Like, they're not weird names. They're just so normal. You would think he would have, like, more of a creative twist.
Cassiopeia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the most, like, popular baby names right now?
Jupiter.
Oh, probably that is a good question.
Noah, Liam, Olivia,
Poppy,
Madison.
Madison.
I feel like I always see them on the list of new names.
Oh. Okay, well, here,
Emma.
Emma is going to be a big one.
It's like Emma, Olivia, Charlotte.
Most
and then
popular
Noah,
baby names.
Liam.
Yes.
Yep.
What are what?
Well, for
give
girls,
me like a first letter
for girls.
Oh yeah.
Of all of them.
Just like to guess.
V?
Like what's
Vivian.
No.
Victoria.
Violet? Yes, Violet. Oh.
Violet.
I love that name.
One starts with an A.
For a girl.
It's also a city.
Alice. Oh, Austin.
Atlanta.
No.
Albany.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Aurora.
Yep.
What is this list?
Aurora.
It's from ChatGPT. It says. The most popular baby names in 2024 so far include.
Huh, interesting.
An eye color.
Iris. Oh, wait.
Hazel.
FBI. Yes, Hazel.
Behind these hazel eyes.
I love that song.
This is like the consensus?
I guess. What is it? It's ChatGPT.
Consensus?
Census?
Confusion. What is it?
Oh, wait. The census. No,
there's
it's
like
the
a
census.
List every year.
I think this. They get this data from hospitals.
SSA.gov. This is government mandated. Okay.
Yeah.
Most popular baby names of 2023, male, starts with the letter M.
Not 2024.
Well,
we don't have it yet.
Muhammad.
No, I thought they came out with it. Okay.
Well, we're still
continue.
In 2024.
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
It is.
This is the full year. Okay. First letter L.
Liam. For a boy?
What was it?
Liam.
For a boy?
Yes.
Liam.
For a girl, O.
Olivia.
Correct.
I said all these.
Oh, you, I mean, yeah, you basically, I mean, we already got guessed them.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Number two is N for a male.
Noah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Number
I'm
two
like,
is E for
wait,
a girl.
Are this is guys from Oasis.
Emma.
Wait, isn't it Oasis?
Yeah,
Liam,
Liam and Noah Gallagher.
Reunion, baby.
Coming
okay,
back.
Now we're going to get maybe some stumpers. Number three, male starts with an O.
Oliver.
Otto. Oscar.
Could be, no.
Male O.
Popular character.
Owen.
Orson.
Nope.
Orson Hodge. I don't know.
Oliver.
I thought you said that.
No.
I said that too.
Okay. For a girl.
Someone definitely said that.
For
I heard
a girl,
it.
Starts with the letter C.
Chloe.
Colette.
Cleo.
Carly.
No.
Oh, Charlotte.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I even saw that one.
Charlotte's a great.
I said Emma, Olivia, and Charlotte. Those
right,
are always
we're back
like the
with
top.
A classic for male with the letter J.
James.
John.
Jim.
Jason.
James.
That's my dad's name.
And for A.
Aurora.
For a girl.
Oh.
No.
Amelia.
Yes.
I saw that.
I've never met people with any of these names. I've never met a Liam.
It's their new names.
You've never met? No, they're not.
But
these
also,
have been like names.
Liam's
always been like number one.
Like, yeah. Like English names.
For a government website, it's kind of like pretty cute. Like,
yeah, oh, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
they do
really
that every single year.
Someone's coding that. Like,
what else is there? Just read them off.
So we got okay for a male. It's the top 10 is Liam, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Mateo, Theodore, Henry, Lucas,
Theodore is
William.
A big one.
Those are
a
all
lot of
really.
Teddies.
I like all of those names.
Yeah, none of them are like terrible.
None of them like, oh gosh,
yeah,
really?
Nothing.
I know Mateo.
Female names: Olivia. Is the most popular, then Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Mia,
Mia Thermopolis.
Isabella, Ava, Evelyn, and Luna.
Huh. I like Luna a lot. I started, you know, people have like baby names in their like notes.
Yes.
I have cat, potential cat.
Me
names.
Too. Me too. I have cat and dogs.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I feel like babies. Luna is
Luna's cute. And
Luna
I like,
is like a dog name, I feel like.
I agree.
No, I think it's like a black cat, Luna.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like an animal name.
An animal
I don't know anybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, they have a Luna.
It's a little mystic.
Baby or animal.
A child.
Named Luna?
Uh-huh. Luna, Miles, I don't know the other two.
Luna.
Luna Lovegood? It's a Harry Potter name.
Yeah, I know. It feels a little...
Yeah.
I like it. It's like Luna. Or like Lenora.
Let's see if they have the change Lenora. In popularity.
Lenora Hope.
Names that decrease in popularity.
No, I was like, oh, she's saying that because of the
book. I bet Alexa. Alexa's number one. A huge drop because of the Amazon product. Nobody names her.
Alexa, damn it.
Google, obviously.
Yeah, Google's out. Siri's out. Everyone's naming their baby
also
Siri.
Scandals, too.
ISIS out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people named ISIS.
That's I know. Crazy. I went to high school with an ISIS.
Really?
Yeah.
First name?
Mm-hmm.
First name ISIS. Last name greatest.
Oh, I was going to bring up something and I can't remember. And it was like something happening right now. Whatever.
Usually if like somebody has a... Like a big scandal that no one's going to name their kid that.
Yeah.
Like, as well.
Like no one's naming their kid Harvey.
Right.
Well, maybe now.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just saw one actually.
Oh, really?
The name that decreased the most in popularity from 2022 to 2023 was Dior.
Huh?
Like Christian Dior?
Like a boy or a girl?
Male Dior.
D-I-O-R.
Is the name that went decreased in most popularity from 22 to 23.
Well, good riddance.
Is that D-I-O-R?
Yeah, and then for a
that's weird.
Girl name.
Unless it's maybe it's like in the family, though.
Oh, God.
You know? It's like
the decrease is A-D-D-I-L-Y-N-N.
Adeline?
Adeline, but spelled a little strangely. And then next is India dropped in popularity.
Oh.
And then Madison spelled M-A-D-I-S-Y-N.
Good.
Ew,
thank
get
God.
Rid of the S-Y-N.
Chanel?
Spell it regularly.
All respect to if your name's the.
No respect.
No respect is given.
These lists are so.
I mean, want people to just like write in what they are naming their babies or like did name their babies to let us roast it.
Oh, roast your baby names.
Also, yeah. Have you ever named a baby and like have regretted it?
Yeah.
Like you're
like
just
Kylie
like
Kylie Jenner.
Why? Oh, who, Kylie Jenner regrets.
She named her baby Wolf.
And then changed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To Air.
To Coyote.
Things are bad. How can we make it worse?
To Air. Yeah,
that's what
that.
I mean. Yeah, like I just I think
Wolf,
that's so funny.
My take was Wolf is cute as a kid. Like, come here, Wolfie. Wolfie baby. I think it's
are
cute.
Are you like a Harry Potter fanfic?
No,
like,
I've never even
Twilight?
Read it, it.
Like, no.
Well, Twilight, yes. But like, but then when
what
that kid
you
becomes
name
like
your
15.
Kid?
Me?
Yeah.
A boy or girl?
Boy.
Fred. First thing that came to my head.
Fred.
I don't know. That's just, I'm just
I
saying
like
the first thing that came to my head.
Frederick.
Fred. Period.
A
with a period. F-R-E-D
Fred
period,
again.
Lowercase, all
Fred.
Lowercase.
Fred again, Fred again,
Wilma,
Fred again, Fred again.
Daphne. Shaggy.
Gangs all there. You know there are people who have like
named
their
family
100%.
Based on.
And then they have a dog named Scooby.
That's like the Mahomeses.
What
did they
do?
I've said this like literally
oh,
everywhere.
God.
They so their dogs were named... Silver, and then they had a baby named Sterling, and then I think their other dog's name
CT
is like Gold, but then
is...
they had a third, so it's like Patrick Mahomes is a junior, and then their third baby, who was a boy, they named Bronze because he's third.
That CTE is really coming into play here.
Wait, I got it. Third I place. Always forget it. Sterling, Silver, Bronze, and then there's another one.
Oh, they're like
Alex.
Stainless
yes.
Steel.
No, it's
yes.
Steel. It's steel.
Love
steel
that.
And Silver are the dogs, and then Sterling and Bronze are the kids. And she's pregnant again.
Oh, that's right.
What's it going to be?
Platinum,
Ruby,
Sapphire.
It's kind of crazy, though. I feel like if you name your kid something weird, all your kids have to be named weird.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah. It's like left
they
out.
They grow up, but they get starting called Rusty as they get older.
Rusty's cute.
Oh, I see.
Just as this metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my brother corroded.
Rusty.
Titanium.
Bronze sounds like a book character in like a Colleen Hoover book.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
Like, then I saw him.
Bronze.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, yeah.
Like Bronze's perspective.
Like, I will say, like, I don't think Sterling is a bad name. I kind of like that
name.
No,
that's name. Like, that sounds like
all of the names together, it's just so cringe.
Yeah.
To me.
It's just, I don't know who had that, like, vision or that
it's
idea.
Very
it was like, this is great.
Yeah.
silver.
Like a great idea.
I can imagine the Christmas cards.
Like, do it for your pets, sure. Silver and fucking steel, whatever. But to then bring your children into what you're also naming your pets?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shift your priorities there, folks.
Steel is like a normal name.
When I meet someone with an interesting name, I always ask, like, what do you have siblings? Yeah. What are their names? And it's all, because then you get to uncover,
like all of them.
A whole bunch. Yeah. And actually, I do think if I met someone with bronze and they told me that their siblings were like Sterling and all of that stuff, I'd be like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
In person. But then afterwards, you come on this show, we're like, Jesus Christ.
The planning, knowing that someone planned it is cringe. But if you are from it, it's very cool. Like, there's like a bit of
we also not going to insult someone at the party being like, yikes, I'm going to go talk to someone else. Like, if they tell you their story, you're going to.
Is there anyone in your life who has a name that you're like, I hate that name, but you can't, you just have to deal with it that that's their name? Actually, I feel like everyone's name I do love.
I know. Well, everyone's name fits them because they're just so used to it.
No, mine is just like when people name their babies and then I'm like, what are you?
But when they're older, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad. I don't know if I have anyone that's like annoying to pronounce, like Fitzgerald. I'm like, I don't want to call you Fitzgerald.
You're going Fitz.
Yeah, I love that.
I love Fitz.
I know. I love like the name Fitz.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick.
No one's last name's like that little. It's like Feldposh.
But like for a first name.
Yeah, but like Fitzgerald, it's a little too Gentile for my tongue. I feel like weird saying, you know, I'm like, ugh.
Ezra.
I feel like I'm saying.
Esther.
Omri. Omri.
Abraham. Yeah. I'm at home now. Thank God.
I love the name Esther.
Esther's a great name. Although I don't think there's a fucking TH in there. Yeah. It's like, what? Like,
Esther.
I love Esther Kavinsky. Esther. What's her last name?
I named Ezra too.
I went to high school with an Esther Chung. Shout out to Esther.
Did she go by Esther?
No.
Oh.
Esther.
No, it's not.
How are you saying it?
Are
you saying TH?
Huh?
The H is silent. You're joking.
I thought you were kidding.
It's E S T E R is how you pronounce it. Esther.
You don't call someone Esther?
No.
Esther. Are you joking right now?
I mean, maybe some people to go by that.
No,
nobody in the history of America has ever said Esther.
Esther.
No. E-S-T-E-R is how you pronounce that name.
Esther?
Yeah.
Esther.
Yikes.
How many people?
Look.
Esther.
You've been saying Esther your whole life.
Hi, Esther.
Fuck. Well, I guess I've never like said it out loud to her face. Yeah.
Esther Chung.
It's kind of like when you just read something and
I feel so bad that like hopefully she doesn't see this. Esther.
No.
Now that sounds really weird. Esther. Actually, I feel like I do say.
You sound like you have a lisp when you say it.
Well, okay. When we were just talking about Rick Glassman in Esther Babinski.
Esther.
I said it yesterday. I said it last recording and you guys.
I know,
didn't.
But I think you're too far away for me to hear it. Yeah, like even right now, I can't. I was like, how are you saying it? So I feel like I wasn't really paying attention.
Esther.
Esty's a friend of mine.
Thanks for watching another episode of Good Influences, everybody.
Yikes.
If your name is Esther, we're so sorry. So sorry for your name is Esther.
Dumb. I'm a dumb dummy.
I love your name if your name is Esther.
And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.